we had a little girl that was in hospice at home, and her request of what she wanted was a tea party with our horses. So all of our horses came in tuxedos, and all of her little cousins came in princess dresses, you know, and they had a party, and it was something that they could, you know, that they would always remember about their little cousin, you know, and it gave the family, you know, just a great memory to have of her. So again, we try to adapt it to the different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Depending on the individual situation or, you know, how sick someone is or what their needs are. But the thing about going to a home visit, it's part of why, you know, the amount of training we do is so important, because you don't know what you're going to do while you're there. Mm-hmm. You know, we were with a gentleman who the last few days of his life, all he talked about was his childhood pony that his family never even knew that he had owned. And they contacted us and asked if we could come quickly. It was something, you know, that was local that we could do at the time. And when we got there, the hospice nurse said that he was in a coma. He probably wouldn't know that we were there, but all his grandchildren were in his bedroom and his whole family was there. But when we got to the house, you know, the horse had to walk on, and it was magic, but she had to walk on three different floor surfaces and walk by the family pet and then go up the stairs and into his room. And she went over and she laid her arm, laid her head on his arm. And he reached up and started stroking her. So his family knew that he knew that she was there. Mm-hmm. And he passed away with his hand rested on her head. And it was bittersweet because on one hand, you know, it was a very sad situation, but they also felt like they had granted his wish of what he wanted. But had we not put the training in that we did, you know, there's no way a normal, you know, a horse would be able to go up the stairs and go into the tight quarters of a room full of people and to be able to handle that the way that she did.